Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, we still get mail, and some of our mail comes by way of email, and some of our mail comes by way of the post person, the mailman, the mailwoman. And we go to the mailbox, and we open up our mailbox, and we take the envelopes out, and some of it's junk mail, other junk mail is interesting mail, and of course, there are the bills. And we see the water bill, and we open up the water bill, and we are shocked because the water bill is twice as much as it should be. And we really don't understand why. How could it have increased so much? Did they increase the rates? What? What happened? And as we walk around the house, we discover that we have some leaky faucets that are dripping water. And although that drip doesn't seem significant, over a period of time, over the month, it can be extremely significant and raise the water bill. So what do? We either get the wrench out and fix it, or we call the plumber and we fix it, because we don't want our water bill to be excessive. But yet in our business, we have a drip, drip, drip every single day, a financial drain that we don't pay attention to. Do we really look at our expenses? Do we really see what we're spending? Do we really look and see, is the marketing that we're doing, is it productive? Or are we just wasting our money? Well, it's what we've always done, so do we still continue to do it? Do we look at the results from our sales team? You know, are they really doing what needs to be done? Are they doing the prospecting? Are they doing the calling that needs to be done? It really doesn't matter what the expense is. You really should know what every single expense is of your business, and you should take a look at it. Because if you can improve your expenses, not just cut them for the sake of cutting them, but if you can eliminate some things that are no longer useful, well, that money goes right to the bottom line. If you're making a 10% profit and you save $100, that's $1,000 less in business that you have to do. If you save $1,000, that's $10,000 less in business that you have to do, and you will make more profit. So let's take that financial statement out. If we don't have one, let's get one. Let's get a list of everything that we're paying. It's easy to do. Open up your checkbook. Look at it. Look at that phone bill. Are we really with the right phone carrier? Has the phone bill gone up significantly? You know, my experience is they seem to raise rates like a dollar here, a dollar there, $2 there, and at the end of the year, you're surprised at how much it really is. So let's not let the drip, drip, drip of the financial drain take away from the bottom line in our profits. Let's do a little research. Let's do a little detective work, because I understand how busy it gets during the day. These are things we kind of don't get around to because we're so busy, but it's an important part of running the business. Or maybe you have a person that pays the bills, a bookkeeper, a chief financial officer, whatever the structure is of your company, and they should be looking at every single invoice. And especially if you're purchasing things. You know, if you're purchasing products or if you're purchasing materials for a job, did those materials go up? Are we buying them from the right vendor, the right supplier? So much to do here, but it's worth it because it'll add significantly to your bottom line. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.